We're in Simen Tov Reish Chaf Tes, the halachas of the Schach, and we'll be doing Sifim Zayin through Yud Aleph. Sif Zayin begins, Yesh lihistapik, the Machaber says. We're in doubt. Imuter lohaniach sulam al hagag, kidei lesachech al gabov. If you're allowed to put a ladder on the roof and you put the Schach on that. The Achronim have a hard time explaining exactly what this suffix is. There are two basic approaches. The first approach is that we are talking about a ladder where the wood itself, meaning the wooden frame of the ladder, must be four tefachim thick. Okay, four tefachim thick. And the ladder is a keli. Why is the ladder a keli? Why is it makabel tuma? Because the rungs are actually fitted into holes in the frame. The frame has holes, the rungs fit into that. Now we know that a keli, a kli made of eitz, made of wood, that has a base kibble, it can hold something, is makabel tuma. So here, because it's got these holes, we would say it's makabel tuma. Now that it's makabel tuma, what do you need the four tefachim for? The halachi is that even if you have some schach posel on your sukkah, but you've got schach kosher there with it, we say that as long as it's rov kosher, the halachi is that the schach posel is bottled to it. Unless you have an entire area of four tefachim solid with schach posel, only then does it make your sukkah posel. Here, in order to say that we've got a problem, we would have to say that the ladder A is makabel tuma, so that it's posel for schach, and B, you've got one that is four tefachim wide, where the frame itself is four tefachim, so that it's a solid four tefachim. We're not talking about the space between either the rungs, or for that matter, the space between the two sides of the frame. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that the issue at hand is not schach posel. The issue at hand is not schach. The issue is we're talking about something that is not four tefachim wide. But once again, the ladder being something that is makabel tuma, because it's got holes in the frame into which the rungs fit. Why then is it a problem? If it's not four tefachim wide, then so what? Let the schach puzzle be bottled. The answer is this is not being used for schach. As the Machaber says, it is being used to put the schach on top of. It's supporting the schach. This opinion holds that there is an isser of being maimid the schach with a dovra makabel tuma. You are not allowed to use to support the schach anything that would be possible for schach itself as a gzera, that someone is going to come along and actually use a dovra makabel tuma for schach. So according to the second opinion, the isser at hand is supporting your schach being maimid with something that is possible for schach. Mishnah Berurah mentions that this would not apply to, say, supporting your schach by way of the wall. You have a concrete wall there, a wall of stone, and you're supporting your schach on it. Because no one is going to forget himself and then pour himself a concrete roof and call it a sukkah. We must be talking about with something that a person could possibly be mistaken with. And that is, he'll forget that a ladder is makabel tuma, for example, or that something that's makabel tuma is possible for schach. So as a rule, this opinion holds that anything that you're not allowed to use for schach and could possibly make a mistake with, you could also not use to support the schach. The Ramah follows this and says, Olochein ein l'sache chalov, you shouldn't put schach on it. Vafilu lohanicho al haschach lachziko aser. You should not even use it to hold down the schach. Meaning, the concept of supporting the schach does not necessarily mean only supporting it from underneath. It also means putting a weight on it so that the schach won't blow away. In either case, this is what's causing your schach to remain on your sukkah. Therefore, it could be mistaken for schach itself, and people will then use it for schach. And then he goes further, v'adin b'chol kli ha-makabel tuma. This will apply to any keli that is makabel tuma. Kagon safsol v'kise, a bench or a chair. Why are they makabel tuma? Because people sit on them. It's tumas moshav. Shemekablin tumas medras, the various forms of medras, lying on, sitting on. Now, first of all, what's the din of a ladder that is not made of rungs that fit into holes? What if you simply took two planks of wood, and then you took hammer and nails, and you hammered the nails into the rungs, and that's what's supporting the sukkah. That's what's supporting the ladder. You have nails in there that will be holding them up. In that case, this Kli Eitz is not made for Kabbalah. And the Chavetz Chaim brings down that in this case, it would not be posel. However, he mentions that the Taz does say that there's a low plug, that Chazal said don't use ladders. And therefore, you shouldn't, according to the Taz, you should not be using it. And the Shaar Tzion, he points out that no one else holds that way. So, l'halacha, the Chafetz, the Mishnah Brura, is choshish for the Shita, that it is not permitted to be mamit to support your schach with a davar al-makabal tumah or with anything else that is possible for schach, unless it's something like concrete. He says, what happens if that's all you've got? B'sha'as ha'tchak. You could use it, and you could even make a bracha on it. In other words, we are choshish for the shita that you should not be mamit the schach with a davar al-makabal tumah, but not to the point of pasling the sukkah b'di'evid. If you have a choice, get a good one. Okay, then we go further. The Rama had said that you cannot use something that's matama tumis medris. You cannot use a bench or a chair, so the Mishnah Berurah says, and not even if it breaks. Even though it's broken, you should not use it. Because it's makabel tumah mida oraisa, and a shever kli, something that was once makabel tumah, even though it no longer is, the halacha is that it is one could not use it for schach itself, and similarly, you should not use it for maimit. Sifches, lechaber klusnos hasukah b'masmeru shel barzel. Now, if we're going with the maimid, then this mechaber makes a lot of sense. The mechaber is now talking about the issue of you have your schach supported by klusnos. You have these beams going up that then support your whole schach. You want to go and nail those klusnos down, those beams, to keep them from falling. He says that's not a problem. Even though on a certain level they're supporting the schach, because if you pull those nails down and the beams would fall over, you're left without schach. Your schach's going to fall in. Nevertheless, they are not what is directly supporting the schach. They are what's known as maimid de maimid. The nails are supporting that which is supporting the schach. So that, the mechaber holds, is permissible. O lekashem bebablos. You can actually use balos, which is worn out clothing, old clothing. You can tie old clothing to hold them together, even though begadim are makabel tumah, even though they're old. You're allowed to use clothing for holding down these beams that are supporting your schach, because they too would not be considered maimid, they would be considered maimid de maimid. Perish chatikah shel begadim bluyim, old ripped clothes, shei makablin tumah, although they're makabel tumah, ink peter, there's no problem with it. Which brings us to Siftes. We're in the parsha of Schach Posel, including anything that is Makabel Tumah. So up until now, we were talking about things that are Makabel Tumah because they're a Kalim. There's a whole other form of Kabbalah's Tumah, which is Tumas Ochlin. An Ochel is Makabel Tumah. Therefore, anything that is considered food, you could not use for Schach because it's Makabel Tumah. One thing that the Mishnah Berurah does point out, and that is that in order to be makabel tumah, the halacha is food has to be hukshar lekabel tumah. So fruit, for example, that was never wet, it was never washed, until, meaning you it grew on the tree, so long as it was attached to the tree, it rained on it. But from when you pulled it off the tree, it was never washed. It is not hukshar lekabel tumah. Even if someone tameh would touch it, he would not make the food tameh. The halacha is that food has to be hukshar lekabel tumah by being wet first, and the person wants it to be wet, only then would it be hushal lekabel tumah. Nevertheless, since it theoretically is something that could be makabel tumah, the halacha is that fruit then, or foods, would not be kosher for schach. So you cannot put food on there. How do we define food? So first of all, food is defined as anything that a person would eat, not animal. Animal food doesn't count. But anything that a person would eat, and would eat it, you know, not only if he was dying, but something that a person would eat, even if he doesn't eat it all the time. But if it is roi l'achila, the halach is that that's considered food. Now, generally speaking, when you're dealing with things that people would want to use for schach, you know, it's not like you bake a cake and put it on the roof of your sukkah. What we're talking about is people wanting to take branches down that have fruits on them. You want to use a tree with fruit. So the question there is, what of it is makabel tumah and what not? So First of all, let us say you have a collection of food with the stuff that it grew around, fruit with the stuff that grew around, that it grew around. You've got leaves, you've got all kinds of other stuff. You've got husks. You got all the different parts of the grain, and they're all there together. So the first thing is that we have to ask ourselves, what is rov? If there is ochel meruba al apsolis, if the majority is food, then it's pasul. If it is psolis meruba ala ochel, then it is kasha. We'll go by what you have the majority of. But we are not limited to the food itself, because not only is the food itself makabel tumah, there's a halacha of yodos. The halacha is that that which you need in order to carry the food, meaning if you've got something that it grows on, that you cannot carry the food with, certainly in the case of grain, you don't just carry the kernels of wheat. You'll carry them together with something that will allow you to carry, something that is attached to it. Generally speaking, three tfachim of the stuff that it grows with is considered the yad to it. And therefore, those three tfachim, because those three tfachim are considered the yad, they too would be considered ochel. And you would have to count the psolis against that. You would have to count the psolis against that. So let's go take a look at Sif Yud. Anfei te'eno vehem te'eno. What happens if you have a branch of a fig tree with figs on it? Uzmoro subehem anovin. The same thing with a cluster of grapes, where you have the whole you have the whole cluster there, which includes the leaves. Im solis meruba ochel mesachin vim lavei mesachin behem. Then he says, vim kotsrom li ochel. Let's say you cut it off the tree for the sake of food. Yesh li yodayim toris ochel lekabel tumah. There we would say that also the yodayim, the yodos, the extra three tfachim, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in some things, in some foods, the halachas, they have even more than that. They would be considered food, and they would therefore go together with the ochel, and we would say that you would have to have enough psolis to be more than the food with the yodayim of at least three tfachim. V'tzar shebe psolis kdei levato ochel vehayat. Whereas, in kotzrom l'sichuch, if you only cut them for the sake of schach, there it would not have yodayim. There we would say that as long as the majority is not fruit itself, it is kosher. Whereas, what happens if someone picked it as food and then changed his mind? The fact that you changed your mind would not be mevatel the shame of food from the yodayim, for the yodos. What you would have to do is actually do a maisa to show that you are no longer using this for food, you're using this for schach. Okay, now in Sif Yud Aleph, we talk about, the Mechaber talks about Mesachin Befinogo Hanikr V'Arbi Shumer, that's Dil. What is this? Humachol Behema B'nei Adam Ochanoso. This was something that only animals ate. People would only eat it L'Rafua. So there the halacha is that you're allowed to use it for Schach. Something that human beings would only eat for Rafua, even though animals eat it all the time, is not called food. So this would be the rule that animal food would not be puzzle for schach. If it would be, then there are a lot of things that people use for schach that would actually be puzzle for schach. There are some cases in between. For example, there's a discussion of what is the din of spices. Spices, although you add them to food, but they are not necessarily food itself because a person wouldn't eat it on its own. There are two opinions, for example, in the case of cinnamon. The truth of the matter is that cinnamon sticks today are commonly eaten. But at a time that cinnamon would not be eaten, there were those who said that it was just a spice, and since no one would eat it on its own, we would not consider that food. So food would be something that a person would actually consume as food, not just as medicine, and it's got to be a human.